Well, this tape should run out in about 10 minutes or so, I think.
Okay.
Kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
Well, a frog hops around, and then there's a grasshopper.
Uh-huh. You ever heard that called a hopper grass?
Huh?
Have you ever heard that called a hopper grass?
Uh-uh.
What kinds of trees grow around here?
Almost any kind of tree will grow here. It'll grow anywhere. There's an elm tree, there's a pine tree, there's oak trees, there's maple trees, there's a pin oak tree, a red oak tree, a white oak tree, and a walnut tree, pecan tree.
What about the parts of the trees that grow under the ground? Those are called the...
What?
The part of the tree that grows under the ground.
Oh, the roots.
Okay. Do you ever hear of people using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yeah. The old timey they used to dig up roots. And there's a mullein that grows about this high off the ground. We used to get it and save it, and we'd make tea, and the horse would get kicked, the herd or swollen.
Mm-hmm.
We'd bathe him in that hot mullein water, and it's good for human too. It's good for a horse with a colic. Drench him with it.
Mm-hmm.
Get your stomach ache. Good for that.
You mentioned a while ago something about voodoo.
Huh?
You mentioned something about voodoo.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little more about that? Do people believe in that around here?
Oh, yes. It's mostly among Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Negro girl work for us, and she was smart and clean up. And she lived with an old Negro man, and he didn't want her to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd sprinkle, get some little ashes of dust and sprinkle over and hoodoo her. Oh, Lordy, I've had them listen. Ah, man, I've had them work for me. Grown nigga men are just go on about being hoodooed. Yeah, they believe in that.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they're pretty smart niggers that believe in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, she's hoodooed. He's hoodooed. Who that woman? I wouldn't have nothing to do with that woman. She's hoodooed. Yeah.
Were there as many blacks here when you were growing up as there are now?
Yeah. Blacks been a lot of niggers, and according to the size of the town and to now, there's still lots of them. Texarkana's got, this part of the country's got lots of niggers in it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good niggers. The niggers have been mistreated years ago because the Portuguese, you know, put the niggers and stole them and
mm-hmm.
herded them up just like they used to herd wild horses. And they'd put them on a boat and pull that gangplank, and they'd bring them over here and sell them to America.
Mm-hmm.
And right over there in Portugal now, they're troubled with niggas. They mistreat them. And but you know what I tell the niggas?
What's that?
Now, there's a lot of mean niggas, but there's a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And a nigger had never had a chance to be what you call cultured, but after you get a cultured nigger, they just the same as a white person. Talk, this nigger woman works for us.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of the best Bible scholars and reads a beautiful hand, and raised out here in Newtown, just north of where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And she's smart. She's belongs to the she's a missionary, and she's sanctified. Lord, she just said a beautiful prayer there with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has to pray for all the time. And when she's right, she thinks my wife's really, you know, she'll pray a beautiful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows the Bible. You can't hardly ask her a question nowhere that she can't tell you
mm-hmm.
about it.
Do